Dana and Carol on K104. It's Happy Hour.
Welcome to Happy Hour with lawyer and TV personality Jonna Spilbore and author and inspirational speaker Carol Pesci. Happy Hour comes your way every Sunday morning at this time with life advice, real conversations, and awesome interviews with self-help heavy hitters, best-selling authors, celebrities, and more. Would you like to maybe live better, stress less, and laugh more? Then you've come to the right place.
So we are back again with another episode of Happy Hour with Jonna Spilbore. I'm sorry, Jonna. And with Carol Pesci.
No last name. Yeah, yes, I have a last name.
Yes, if you missed last week, she no longer wants to use her last name, but I'm going to call her mom and dad and let them know that.
Are you going to change your website? Jonna Law?
No.
JonnaLaw.com.
No, listen. Right now,
Linda.
Linda. Right now, you're the only one on the show who uses a last name.
Right.
Well, actually, Frankenberry
is a last name.
It's a last name, but it's only one name. If I go by Jonna, just Jonna, then I'm just one name. You're going by Curly Pesky.
Okay.
Two names.
But fine. So here's the thing. People listening don't know that I spell my name a little differently.
Different. Yes.
So you hear Carol, you think C-A-R-O-L, common. So You, Jonna, have a unique name. Frankenberry. Enough said.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got Carol, but it's K-E-R-Y-L,
right.
But in Radioland, you don't know that. So Carol Pesci, I got to have a little more to it. I can't just say Carol.
Carol Fish. That's what your name means.
That's right.
Translated from Italian.
Mm-hmm.
And you do have a very, I love the spelling of your name. And honestly, when I hear people pronounce your name like Carol, I correct them because it's really not. It's Carol, like
right.
Cheryl with a K.
Right. I don't usually correct people, but you're right.
I do. Well, I correct my mother because she does it all the time. How's Carol? It's not Carol. It's Carol, and she's good.
And yet, for all the time I've known you, I have actually pronounced your name, believe it or not, a little bit more towards the K-E than the C-A. Just to let you know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is correct.
I appreciate you having my back on my name there, sister.
And speaking of the single, Jonna, by the way, she was recording a spot today and she ran into a third person. She dropped the law. Remember what you said? Is she going to drop the Spilbore from Jonna Spilbore Law?
Right.
And it's just going to be Jonna Law?
Law.
Well, this morning she's doing a spot and she just said Jonna Will.
No.
She completely dropped law.
Here's what happened. We were talking off air, the three of us, about all of us are a little bit tired. Because we haven't been sleeping in our individual abodes very well for whatever reason. But we thought it was funny since we are all afflicted with whatever this sleeplessness thing is. And we were talking how when you're sleepy, sometimes you talk stupid. And when I was recording, I was recording a radio spot and I'm reading, I read off the paper, I write them, then I read off the paper. And all of a sudden I went from just reading it to, you know, that episode of Seinfeld where George keeps referring to himself in the third person. Like it just happened. Like I missed words and it made me sound like I was talking about myself in the third person. Like Jonna Will.
Oh no, Jimmy. Jimmy likes it.
Oh, yeah. So that happened and I'm going to blame that also on the insomnia.
Yeah, so three people dealing with insomnia, including our guest, I think, our upcoming guest is having trouble sleeping. So,
well, she's napping right now.
This is going to be a crackerjack show.
Right.
I mean, stay tuned.
Makes for some good radio.
Because if you happen to appreciate stupidity and people who are exhausted, this
come
is
to
for
the right
you.
Place. Sometimes it happens. Look, you know what? I'll tell you what will have changed all that. I think astrologically, we should be good to go.
Pretty soon,
this,
I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
I just fell asleep again. Thank you. You've cured
me. You're not very zodiacal.
So is everybody else listening right now.
Right.
Falling asleep.
Anyway, I have something to tell you that you are not going to believe.
Is it more Jonna drama?
Yep.
I love it.
Yeah, the segment we call Jonna drama. So, a couple of things. Do you have what I would refer to, what people would refer to as an aggressive or adventurous palate?
No.
Wait, all right.
Frankenberry's definitely no.
I'm gonna answer that with too much information.
Oh, okay, good. We like that. Too much.
So if you take me to an Italian restaurant, I'm going to get the same thing every time.
So that answer is no. You don't have an advent.
And chicken parm, baby, with angel hair on the side.
Oh, man, I love chicken parm with angel hair. Angel hair might be my favorite pasta.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. So you do not have an adventurous palate. We know that Frankenberry's diet consists of tuna in the can
And Frankenberry cereal.
Frankenberry cereal and whatever our mothers could make for him.
Exactly.
All right.
Which generally is a meat and potato kind of thing, so that's right. why I love them.
So that answers that. So then, you know, and I have to admit, like, I like very spicy foods, for example, but I don't like weird foods.
Food.
Like, my three rules are, my first rule of thumb is, I don't eat anything that has thumbs. Number one.
Thus the reason if you crash in a plane in the Andes, you're not eating the people who died.
I'm not eating you. No.
Okay.
Number two, second rule of thumb is I don't eat things that still have their faces on. That's fair to say. Including fish. Okay.
I find that confusing, but okay.
And number three, there are so many bug parts in peanut butter that we can't see that I would never order an insect off a menu and eat it, except now I can't say that no more, because I did.
What?
You
ate an insect and you did it on purpose?
You went and saw a ball game in Seattle?
How many tequilas did you have before said bug
ironically,
got delivered?
Like half. Here's what happened.
Half of the usual six?
No. Half of one, and it wasn't served in a fishbowl. Here's what happened. So, you know, I dine out a lot. You know that. And I frequently dine out with my companion. My young companion.
Oh, yes.
And his six-pack abs.
Yes. Yes, saw that picture.
So my young companion happens to... He actually likes and will seek out restaurants that sell grasshopper, which are typically Mexican restaurants. And I don't know why grasshoppers are on the menu frequently at Mexican joints, but they are. Now, I have, you know...
Does it come with a toothpick?
No. But let me tell you, that's your million idea number 8,952.
Million dollar idea again.
So we were out at this brand new restaurant in the city that opened, and they happened to have grasshopper on the menu. I didn't think anything of it because I've sat through it before. I've seen him order. I've seen him eat it. I just try to look away because they're whole. It's as if you can imagine they pluck these grasshoppers out of whatever, the grasshopper farm, and then they throw them in a frying pan next to the tortillas and they brown them up and then they serve them to you. It's like, it's not sexy. It's not pretty. It's not appetizing.
And I can't imagine, do they have any flavor? And the texture has to be disgusting.
So I will answer that for you.
Okay.
The flavor is what I imagine burlap tastes like.
There you go. That's what I would think.
Combination, like lick a burlap bag, and then stick your wet tongue in a pile of dirt. And then
that's grasshopper.
You've pretty much summed up grasshopper. And then I got to tell you, chewing on it is it's like chewing on a dead grasshopper. And all the little, it's very mealy and like imagine soft bark, but you can feel that it's got little skinny parts in there that might stay in your teeth for a period of time.
So why? Why do restaurants serve them and why do people order them?
Now,
I mean, I imagine you get repeat orders. Like, you're not going to do that again.
I'll never do it again, but my companion does it all the time. And maybe that's why he has 8-pack abs. I don't know. Because they are supposed to be...
It was 6-pack. Yeah,
Frank Berry.
Oh,
see?
Minutes ago.
Well, I might have got caught exaggerating there for a minute. Apparently, they are very high in protein. Which, you know, okay. Then grind them up and put them in a bar where I don't know where... Like, I might eat it that way if you pulverize them.
Because then there's no texture or taste issue.
Yes. Cover them with chocolate and tell me they're healthy. But to look at them and eat them on a tortilla.
Oh, that's how they were served, in a tortilla? Like, was it like a grasshopper taco?
Not this time, but that's how they normally come. Like a grasshopper taco. This time they came as a, there was like an appetizer of quesadilla, and you could put your own, kind of like when you go to Cold Stone, you could put your own candy in an ice cream, right? Here, you could put your own junk in a pile of cheese. And one of the things that came out were these dead grasshoppers. You can just mix it right up in there and scoop it out with your chip. But I skipped the chip. I went all bareback on that grasshopper.
You fork?
I finger.
You fingered the grasshopper?
I touched it and I put it in my mouth with my eyes closed. Yep. Anyway.
And So I would have loved to have seen that. Because once that got in your mouth, and you're in a restaurant, I know it's not coming back out.
It almost did.
And you have things about that.
I have things about that. But it was not... Thankfully, it wasn't very crowded, because I literally...
Did you put it in your napkin, or did you swallow it?
No, I swallowed it. I chewed it like this. And my face was all contorted. It was not pretty.
You do realize, if you were there with you, you would have broken up with you because of that grasshopper.
I know. That's the irony of it.
Yes. You would have seen that one little leg... That one little leg sticking out right here on the side of the lip. And inside of your head, you would have said, I'm done now.
I need a toothbrush right now and floss, just thinking about it.
Yeah, and that might not even do the trick, because those little grasshopper parts are skinny. Anyway,
So that happened.
That happened. Now, I can safely say it wasn't even on my bucket list. I've now crossed it off the bucket list. I will never, if I am dying and my only sustenance is grasshopper or anything grasshopper, like, I'm dead. I don't care. I've done it. Not doing it again. Period. End of story. I'm sorry. Are we in a sauna now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this room has something funky going on in the AC/heat.
I'll say.
Yeah, so our listeners don't know this, but it just went from like a comfortable 72 degrees to an uncomfortable 150. Oh, maybe we'll lose a couple pounds by the end of the show.
It's got to be warm enough to kill the grasshopper.
I know, right? Exhausted wasn't enough. We need to be exhausted and overheated.
Yeah. Right, let's make sure it's really
good.
We got this. Oh, so, all right, how we doing? How was your week?
My week was pretty decent.
I don't know. When do you not have a decent week?
Oh, no. This week. No, it's decent, but I have bad days. Today's a bad day. I'm very cranky because I'm very tired.
Right. Well, but you're not sleeping because of why? What's bothering?
My mind. If I wake up in the middle of the night, I'm screwed.
Because you're just no getting back to sleep.
I've got so many things I want to figure out. And I'm like, okay, Carol, now is not the time to figure this out. Turn the brain off.
Wait a minute, though. What about... Don't you? And I know you remember this. The late, great Dr. Wayne Dyer.
Yeah.
He said something in one of his books.
Oh,
like, he gets up at 3 o'clock in the morning because that's the time that you can be productive, or the angels make you be productive. He had some kind of funky explanation
for it. It was from Rumi that the breeze at dawn has secrets to tell. Don't go back to sleep. That was from Rumi. He's quoted it often.
So you're supposed to stay awake.
Like, yeah, that there's ideas that are out there.
And have a notebook next to the bed, I'm assuming.
Oh, I keep my phone next to me. I'll send myself emails. Mm-hmm. And I'll roll over so hopefully the screen doesn't light up and wake up my husband. And I'm like sending myself emails. Do this, take care of this.
Well, you know what I tried with that, by the way? I tried voice to text apps. I've tried a couple of different ones. So if I wake up in the middle of the night, I just have to hit that app and talk into it.
Yep.
And I can figure out what the text is trying to say in the morning time.
Mm-hmm.
Though I have not taken advantage of it as much as I would like, because I wake up in the middle of the night like you do. I just need to get my dreams out there so I can scare that dream person we talked to about 3 years ago again.
Oh, Lori Lomberg. That was cool.
Yeah, but I don't take advantage of it as much as I should, but it's a good idea.
But hang on, guys. They also say that when you're having that problem, you should stay away from everything electronic, because that's going to make you not go back to sleep.
Right.
So that's sort of a catch-a-22.
Well, not if you want to get some thoughts out. You just use the electronic device as a notebook and then put it away when you're done. You get those thoughts out, you're finished with them.
They should do it, but do it wearing sunglasses and turn it way down low.
And listening to Corey Hart.
Ooh, that was good. Oh, my gosh. All right, we should probably take a break. We have a very fun, cool guest coming up, one of our very favorite people in the world. And if you become a follower of the show, which you probably will once you listen once, her name gets mentioned probably almost every show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Our very good friend Jeannie Kelly is here in studio, and she is the nation's leading credit expert. So she's been on the Today Show. She knows everybody everywhere.
Everybody.
But she's brilliant and she's fun. She's going to talk to us about some tips to get healthy credit, as well as identity theft. It's a big issue. Do you need coverage? Do you not need coverage? And what's the best coverage to get if you do need it? So when we come back, we're going to take a break. We'll have Jeannie Kelly here in studio.
Okay, we will be back with Happy Hour with Jonna and Carol. And also, like she said, Jeannie Kelly. And just to let you know, we could probably spend the entire segment just talking about Frankenberry's issues. That's on the way.
Jonna and Carol on K104. It's Happy Hour.
Live better, laugh harder. It's Happy Hour with Jonna and Carol.
All right, and we are back again with Happy Hour with Jonna and Carol. And hello, ladies.
Hello, Frank and Barry.
Never gets old.
It's time now to get to our very special guest, and this is a guest you shall enjoy. And Carol,
yeah,
you
very. But she's a big deal. I would say I'm par big deal with you, Jonna. Maybe close.
She's a bigger deal. Jeannie Kelly has probably dined with at least one president of the United States, and I cannot say that. She's also probably dined with some very famous rappers. I can't say that. She probably has in her phone numbers for famous celebrities that I might want to, I don't know, sleep with. Are we allowed to say that?
As far as I know, I mean, I don't think you've crossed the line.
Okay, good. So she probably has in her phone numbers for celebrities that I would like to sleep with. Ergo, she is a much bigger deal than me. And we welcome her to the show. Yeah. And, you know, our new and our old listeners will hear her name quite often because Jeannie's a friend of the show.
So she's a close personal friend of both of ours, mm-hmm. and she is the number one credit expert in the United States.
Numero uno.
She knows her stuff. She's been on Today Show many times. She's the author of the 90-Day Credit Challenge. Jeannie, what's your other Credit Makeover?
Credit Makeover.
Both of which are available on Amazon.com. And so she knows her stuff when it comes to credit. It's a really important topic. It affects us so much in our lives, even job applications, insurance rates, interest rates, everything. Credit mm-hmm. is so important.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? A lot of times we don't think about it until we need it. Right.
Yes. Yeah. And then it's too late.
Right,
that's when they call you and say, help me.
Yeah. So if you're listening now and you don't think about your credit, think about it, you know, look into it. So when you need it, you're getting the lowest rate available if you need a loan or if you're going for that job application, you know, you're not going to get denied or someone get the job over you, over your credit. Really important nowadays to pay attention to your credit now more than ever.
Well, let me also add this because my day job is I'm a lawyer and many, many of our clients are people who are going through divorce. And I always tell them that my first possible opportunity, even when you come in and you're just thinking about it, you haven't done anything yet, you don't want to file immediately, always get your credit in order because invariably, if you have any kind of stuff, you are going to need to either get your own credit card, change credit cards, mm-hmm. refi your house, buy another house, rent an apartment. There are so many things that could stem from the divorce process that the sooner you get working on it, the better. Because the truth is, I mean, you're great at what you do, but sometimes this stuff takes a little time.
It takes time. There's no rushing it sometimes. You know,
right.
I'm an expert and I can still say some things you need time. You need time to lower credit card debt.
Yep.
You need time to figure out why this collection is on your credit report. So yeah, the more time you have, the better. And definitely, if you're thinking about divorce, you want to see what's on your credit report because you may need your credit a lot, you know, when you're starting your life all over again as an independent person.
Yep.
So very important to check on it. And of course, first-time home buyers or refinancing, business loans, you know, anything you want to do. It just seems, if you think about it, every day you're using your credit and you don't even realize it because you're living somewhere and they had to pull your credit, whether it's an apartment or a home. You're driving a car maybe, and that's because, you know, what's your interest rate on that car? Mm-hmm. And if it was a high interest rate, work on your credit to, in a year, refinance it, get a lower rate. So all the time, I think we're not thinking about it as much as we should and not to be afraid about it. That's the other thing.
Yeah, yes, this is what I love about your advice. It's very knowledgeable. You know what you're talking about, but you're very matter of fact, and you make it less complicated, I think, than people think it is. And one of the things that you have said, and you've talked with us many times before, is it's never too late. I think some people may just know I have horrible credit, and so they just turn their back on it and think there's nothing that you can do.
Of course, yeah.
It's not going to get better unless you face it and start. And that's what your 90-day credit challenge is about.
Yes,
I mean, very
absolutely.
Simple.
Yeah.
Like, you start out by explaining. Maybe we can do that for some people who may not be familiar. the main elements that make up your score.
That's great. Because first of all, my favorite four-letter F word is FICO. So, and I say that because 90% of lenders use your FICO scores. So you may be looking at a lot of scores, mm-hmm. and that's the one to really pay attention to. So the breakdown, the secret formula, I'll share it right now, and then you won't have to worry about it. 35% is your payment history. How you pay your bills. You know, if you're paying them late, obviously points will be taken away. If you have no late payments, you're going to have a lot of points. But also, like you were saying, Carol, if you have been paying late, you can stop today and say, all right, let me start improving my credit. And by starting today paying on time, you will start to see an increase in your score to not keep adding derogatory, you know, another
and
late.
And over
another
time,
late.
As time passes between those late payments, mm-hmm. You know, I mean, if they were a month ago, they're going to hurt you more than if they were 3 years ago.
Of course.
I mean, the time passes.
Yes, time heals all wounds, yeah. even on your credit report. And I always say, people have come to me and said, I have horrible credit. I know I do. And I'll say, when was the last time you looked at it? And they're like,
they
5 years
to.
Ago.
Yeah.
I'm like, 5 years ago, what happened? What have you been doing since? And it's not as bad as they think. You know, so you're right. I mean, number one, pull the credit report. But 35% is payment history. And then 30% are balances. That's a big number, those two numbers we just talked
yep.
about. So 30% balances. You're maxed out on credit cards. You're going to have a lower score. Mm-hmm. You start paying down those balances, you'll see your score go up. So an installment loans, student loans, mortgages, it is part of that score, the 30%, but hardly. It's really the revolving.
Mm-hmm. Home the credit cards.
Yeah, credit cards and home equity line of credit, because it's revolving. That can jump around, and that's where you'll see your score jump around. Okay.
One of the tips I remember you sharing about, so ideally, say mm-hmm. you have $10,000 in credit card
limits.
Debt. Oh, yeah.
Availability.
What's the ideal amount you want in use?
Okay, so the magic number. So I like to have people as high as they can be. So I'm going to tell you where my clients who have 800 FICO scores, they never go above 7%.
Oh, come
okay.
on.
Okay. I mean, but come on, okay? But we don't have to be 800, okay? You can right. be a 740 and above. You have fabulous credit. So let's just even say 10% if you could reach it down that low. But obviously, some people are maxed out. A goal, getting it down to 50% would be huge. You would see a huge increase in your score and then keep lowering it.
As well as, and this is one of the tips I love, if you have been paying on time, so maybe mm-hmm. you have $10,000 in available credit mm-hmm. and you've got it up to $7,500 in use,
sure.
but you're paying your bills on time, mm-hmm. you have no lates or anything like that,
right.
you can call your credit card company and ask them to raise your limit. Now,
yes.
don't do that so that you can spend more.
Right.
But it then lowers the ratio of what's in use, then
exactly.
that will improve your score.
Of course. Yes.
Love
absolutely.
That.
Now,
that
so then what is the third element? Because now we're up to 65%. We know what okay. comprises our score. What's next?
Okay. What's next? 15% length. How long you've been using it. Okay. So the longer you're using it, the more points you'll get. If
so
you're
size
a newbie,
matters is what you're saying. Wait, can I ask? I want to ask something directly on that because this has been irritating me. Because I get my credit score all the time and I have really, really good credit, thank God, because that was not always the case. Hello,
right.
thank you, law school. But but one of the things it says that, quote, hurts my credit, even though it's good credit, is I apply for new credit cards all the time. Mm-hmm. But I do because they suck me in. They entice me. They want me to apply for this
yeah.
so I can switch my balances over.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize that was hurting me a little bit.
Yeah. So 10% is new credit and 10%. So wait, what did I say? 35% payment history, 30 balances, 15 length, 10% types of credit, 10% new credit. So you're talking, it's taking away points in the new credit for
right.
you. And that's because it is an inquiry. And every time someone pulls your credit, it will drop your score. Not if you do it.
Right.
But if you're applying for credit, it does. And then when the new account hits your credit report, it can dip your score down. Now, again,
initially.
Yeah. And then because that 10%, it's so unique because it dips it, but then it gives it back to you. So healthy credit. If you're getting, let's say, two new credit cards a year, that's mm-hmm. fine. But again,
what
how
about
many
two new credit cards a month?
Be careful. No way.
But
you know,
that actually is a question that I have of you, and I don't know, there might be some folks out there who might be sharing the same situation. How bad is it if you're, my credit is probably sitting right now at about 670, 680.
Okay.
So I'm just on the line of being able to say get a credit card that has 20-month 0% interest.
Right.
How much does that hurt me, and how willing are they to give me that card so I can get rid of one card that is charging me a horrendous amount of interest that I have no way in the world of being able to catch up with?
Right. So they probably, a 680, you would probably get approved for it because that's still a good score. You know, you're at the good range, okay? So you'll get it, and if you would be good and say, okay, I'll transfer it over and I'll try to knock out because I have 12 months of 0%, it's all going towards it, then it would probably be worth it for you because it's going to take a little dip down, but you're not going to get, you're not looking for credit, more credit after that.
Right.
Right, so it's fine.
I just want to get rid of it.
And again, though, I think those are fine doing the balance transfer. The whole goal is trying to lower the debt. And if that's one way, that's fine.
Right. If a new, a new card with 0%
absolutely.
For a certain amount, I've done that.
Yeah, absolutely. Healthy credit, you're getting a new account. Again, I always just say you don't want a new account right before getting that mortgage or that jumbo, you know, loan. Because what happens is it will dip your score a little bit. So let's say you go for the pre-approval. You're so happy. You're going to go to the closing table. Mm-hmm. Then you go into a store, buy some furniture. You're going to get that 10% discount if you get the new card. But guess what? Now your score dropped. Now you're the pre-approval, you always, you know, they'll pull it again before the mortgage closes.
And now your interest rate
and
goes
now
up.
Everything changed because you have, you know, you, for that 10%, you didn't save it. So definitely before a large ticket item like a mortgage, you don't want
open new credit.
Do not open up new credit cards. Definitely not. Everything, at least 6 months before, I wouldn't be doing that. Hmm. Really be careful.
Jeannie, I want to have you tell people where they can pull their credit report for free. And then I want to switch gears a little bit and talk about identity theft.
Great. So to pull it for free, no credit inquiry, but you're not going to get a score, but that's okay.
You'll get your report.
You'll get your report.
Everything.
And bottom line, even though I love monitoring my score, there's a lot of scores out there. It's really what's on your report. So it doesn't matter what score you're going to get, you know, 90% FICO scores for lenders, but at the same time, it's their report, what's on the report is what they're scoring. So don't be too focused on it. And you can get it for free at annualcreditreport.com. So annualcreditreport.com. You can pull all three credit reports from one website, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion.
I just want to say one quick thing before we switch gears. And everybody should do that at least once or twice a year. Because even people, when you have good credit, I pulled my credit report one time. I had fine credit. I just wanted to see what was on it because I wanted to make sure. There were a couple of big mistakes on there. Mm-hmm. Even though it wasn't, I mean, it was affecting my credit somehow, but I wanted to make sure that it was a clean report. So check it even if your credit's okay.
Absolutely, because if you're not looking at your credit, who's doing it for you?
Well, people who want to steal your credit.
Right,
which
exactly.
Brings us to our next topic.
And that is huge. I mean, right now, think about it. There's no way you haven't given your personal information out. Now, I'm not even just talking about applying for a credit card, getting that auto loan. I mean, if you're a student and you're going to college, you're putting your information out. If you go to a doctor's office, your name and information is out there everywhere.
It's out there.
So we need to protect it now more than ever. I have been, obviously, I've owned my company over 17 years. Helping people with credit. It's getting worse and worse. And
identity theft.
Technology is getting better and better. That's
right.
Why.
Yes, exactly. And so now more than ever, we have to, I really feel like we have to have protection. And that I don't think we have enough time in the day to look at our credit report this often, to not have some kind of service to help us out. And so I'm a big fan of Legal Shield's ID Shield.
Right.
And you can get that at shieldmetoday.com. And it is $9.95 a month. But to me, it's worth it because it protects your identity.
$2.50 a week.
Yes.
To have, so there's monitoring services that come with that. And then if you get a breach and somebody steals your identity, they assign a private investigator to your account. They'll spend up to $5 million to restore your identity. But full disclosure here, you are a member.
I'm an associate.
You're an associate for ID Shield, which is through Legal Shield.
Yeah.
Jonna is a member of it. You have ID Shield protection.
I recently joined, yep.
I have ID Shield. Yeah. Protection.
That's because you're my girlfriend and I'm telling you what to do.
Come on, you gotta do.
I mean,
this.
I have it. Here's the thing. I am a credit expert. I know every creditor, a phone number that I can call a corporate office. I know the credit bureaus. I speak for them. I'm paying for it. And I know that if I was ever a victim, I know how to fix it. I know who to call. And I still have the service.
I know three different people who went to file a tax return at some point in the last few years.
Yes.
And were told, no, wait, somebody already filed.
Exactly.
And took your refund.
So with this product, what I like, obviously, I'm involved because of the credit. Okay, that's why I'm involved. But it also protects your driver's license. And talking about the Today Show, one of the worst cases of identity theft that I had to help was someone that they reached out to me to help from the show that she could not get her identity back because they stole her driver's license information, and this other person was having operations, medical operations, using her ID.
Oh, I just got goosebumps.
My.
Wow.
It was horrific. I will never forget it. And I was like, how can... I could not find a protection. Sir, like, this didn't exist back then. So they monitor your passport, driver's license, email accounts, social media, and, of course, your credit. You can put in your debit cards, your credit card numbers. Just so much. Check it out. Again, shieldmetoday.com. All the information's there.
$9.95 a month. And then even a family plan. So say you have kids or you have they're going off to school and now they're starting to establish their own credit and they have their own debit card or credit card.
Right.
The family plan is only $19.95
a month. So it's you, a spouse, and eight kids.
Wow.
Yep. Very important for that amount of money nowadays. Again, pay attention to your credit. This is an easy way.
And I think also, we were just talking about this off air. Jonna handles a lot of divorces as an attorney. Mm-hmm. That if you are going through a divorce, I think this is an absolute no-brainer.
Hello.
You want to be notified if new credit is getting opened. You just, oh my gosh. I can't imagine the games you see played.
And that happens. And that happens all the time.
It's
sad. And sometimes it happens for the purpose of messing with the soon-to-be ex-spouse.
Yep.
And it can really wreak havoc.
Right. And it could happen by accident. It could happen by accident.
That
like
we took
something.
Your social security number and opened up a new loan. You
know, but every time I get a credit card hacked, which happens without somebody stealing your identity, I just get nervous. Like, where are you getting my information from?
Right.
Are you inside my computer? God forbid. Or, where? So this is, in this day and age, you're just crazy if you don't have it.
Yep.
I think.
There you go. ShieldMetoday.com. We're wrapping up here with Jeannie Kelly. She is a credit expert. She's author of the 90-Day Credit Challenge. Great, simple to follow, little handbook. If you want to say, you know what, I'm tired of ignoring it. It's a monkey on my back.
Yeah.
It's time to let me just start doing something with it. Your book is amazing. Even has sample letters. So if you have a derogatory mark on your credit, you have sample form letters that you've used thousands of times that people can just take that, copy it, send it off to the creditor that you've had great success with.
Yes.
Fabulous book. Also, Credit Makeover is your other book. Both are available on Amazon.com.
Yep. And my online program at JeannieKellyAcademy.com.
That's right. JeannieKellyAcademy.com.
Yeah.
So you've got some video programs to coach people through.
And if you go and sign up for my newsletter, I'll send you my top 32 credit tips for free.
There you go.
Oh,
and
nice.
Where do they do that? Do they do that through JeannieKellyAcademy.com?
Yeah.
Also?
Mm-hmm.
JeanneKellyAcademy.com.
KellyAcademy.com.
Yeah. All right. There's no I in Jeannie.
Yeah, I have a name like that too. We were all I heard you talking about that earlier, but I love that.
Okay, very good. Jeannie, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Advice. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got some stuff.
All right, and Jeannie, I will pick your brain another time.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more from Happy Hour.
Jonna and Carol on K104. It's Happy Hour.
Laugh more, stress less. It's Happy Hour with Jonna and Carol.
And this is Happy Hour with Jonna and Carol, and also with Jeannie Kelly, who has decided to hang out with us for a little longer because she was with us live on the interview. So again, Jeannie, thank you very much, and I hope people at least learned something, and hopefully they wrote down some of the websites that you gave them. So
Thanks for having us. You
can remind us of some of those websites before we're done. But I know Carol's got an interesting thing here.
Yeah, so being a dog lover, I found this, it's what actually got my attention. And Jonna, you being an attorney, will appreciate this story. A Manhattan woman is suing her ex-husband for over 32%. Yep, exactly. $32,000 in support payments. Wait for it.
Okay.
For their pooch, Lola, the bulldog.
Now that's pretty awesome. So wait, so, does the story tell you, so normally there is no such thing as dog support, although...
Unless you agree to it, right?
Unless you agree to it, and I could, in the future, if we ever catch up, maybe there could be.
Well, here's what the article says, that the ex signed a separation agreement promising to pay $200 a month for the upkeep of the pet dog, the English bulldog. So he agreed to, but honestly, does it cost $200 a month to manage your dog?
Now, hang on a second.
Come on now. Anytime we see numbers in these kind of cases, you know they're just crazy and out of the, completely out of the ordinary.
$200 a month for upkeep. That's not including the food or vet bills. Just pay for it.
No, it should include the vet bill.
Well, that's a separate part of the agreement. It goes on to say, so he also pledged to hand deliver dog food to Lola each month and cover half the veterinary expenses. So this $200 a month is on top of food and vet bills.
I don't think that that's unreasonable. But no judge would ever order that, at least not yet. But if you agree to it, and that's in your separation agreement or your divorce stipulation, that's a contract, baby.
That's a legally binding contract.
That is a legally binding contract. And if you fail to perform under the contract, you can file a violation, and a judge will award you not only your back money, but the money it took you to get back to court to get that money, usually.
Can you imagine being the judge on this case?
Yeah, honestly. I would love to. I would love to be the judge of this case. I would absolutely love to be the judge on this case. Because you know what the interesting thing is about dogs and divorce? Because this really bothers me. So, except in one state, and that state is Alaska, and they only enacted the law this year, pets are considered
personal property.
Personal property. Right. They're no different
than
in terms
TV.
Of... than your couch, right? Your TV. Which we all know as pet owners, Frank and Barry, your cat person. Well, you had dogs, too.
Yes, when I was still with the ex, yeah.
Jeannie Kelly here, she has one dog that is, I am convinced, freaking human. And another dog is a very cute dog. But Josie, is that her name?
Yeah, Gigi and Josie.
Josie's a human being.
Gigi's the human.
Gigi's a human being.
Yeah.
You have Ginger, who you love like a, you know, I have my two. And so, but the courts don't care about it. And it is a very important thing to negotiate if you're going through divorce, because the court's not really going to do it for you. The court's going to give it to one person or the other, just like they're going to give one person or the other the wedding china.
You need to address it. Yeah, especially if you're attached to your dog. So the article goes on to say that, so the ex, the woman suing, says she has shelled out over $12,000 in 5 years to feed the dog. This seems like a little extreme.
That's a little extreme.
Yeah, I would agree.
How many years?
Over 5 years.
Well, if raw food diet could happen.
Oh, you know what?
My dog's on an organic diet.
He also owes her $20,000 in alimony and $80,000 for the sale of his business. But, yeah, $32,000 lawsuit for not paying for the puppy upkeep.
I believe it.
Tell you what, Lola's pretty cute, though.
Does she ride a skateboard?
I don't know. Article doesn't say. So that's it. What do you got?
I'm having some...
We're having a radio show here.
Connectivity
just
issues. I know. All right. So I'm trying to get in my email because I had a couple topic that I want to talk to you about.
And you can't get on the internet?
And I can't get on. All right. So let me see if I can use...
How about in the meantime, we repeat those websites that Jeannie Kelly gave out before. So your website...
Mine is JeannieKellyAcademy.com.
Okay.
But spell Jeannie.
J-E-A-N-N-E. Okay. KellyAcademy.com. Then for the identity protection, it's ShieldMeToday.com. For you to get your free credit report, that's AnnualCreditReport.com. Awesome.
Very easy. Okay. Well, I have a couple of things we can choose from. How much time do we have left? That'll help dictate.
Well, we've got about 10 minutes or so.
Okay, good.
We've got time.
All right. So do you want to talk about
7 things men do when they're not over their ex.
Stalk.
Frankenberry.
Stalk.
What?
You might be able to help us out with that one.
Token male can try to help, but every time the token tries to help with you guys, holy crap, I just embarrass the male species. That's all I do.
So would you want to talk about that, or do you want to talk about 10 things you should do every day to improve your life? And when I read through this list, one of them kind of surprised me.
Let's do that.
You want
I
to
think
do
we
that?
All want to improve our life.
Okay.
We all aren't hung up on an ex.
I'm not hung up on an
ex. I wasn't saying that. Sorry.
You both just intimidated
no,
it. Sorry. I almost said intimidated.
And intimidated.
It. Yes, actually, you two do.
Oh, no, sorry.
I was not thinking of you at all.
All right. So we have a list. We got 10 minutes. We got 10 things that you should do. It says should do every day to improve your life. A couple of these I don't agree with. One of them surprised me. Are you ready?
Avoid tequila.
All right. I would definitely
scratch
not do that. So the first thing is get out in nature, which I don't really love because sometimes people aren't able to do that. You're not able to get out in nature every day.
You know what, though? I disagree.
Why?
Because everywhere you go, even if there's buildings, you can look up at the sky. So there's always that opportunity to connect nature.
That's true. But here's why you should get out in nature. For those of you who have the time to get out in nature, there's actually research that says getting out in nature reduces your stress, makes you more creative.
I believe it.
Improves your memory and may even, quote, make you a better person. Come on. Like, can you be a little more general? Make you a better person.
This is coming from the woman who hates the raccoons at her place in the Hudson Valley and has an apartment in New York City where there is no nature. Okay, so
right.
we realize she's coming at this from a different angle than the rest of
she's
us.
She's a little jaded.
Yeah, I am a little jaded.
That you had to get an entire new furniture set for your deck because of these raucous raccoons. And then now you got a groundhog that wants to come in your door.
Did you see? Yeah.
What is going on?
You guys got to go to my Facebook, my regular old personal Jonna Spillboard Facebook page. I had a groundhog just pay me a visit.
Right up to the door, look in the glass door. Look
Saturday afternoon. And not just peered in with a purpose. Like he comes right up to the door, looks in, then looks in a little harder, and then he scurries away. Funny. That's my nature.
You got the memo from the raccoons.
I know. I got a good reference from the raccoons. All right, number two, and I do agree with this, exercise, duh. You got to move. You got to get your blood flowing. And that, by the way, Frankenberry, a little exercise increases what? Libido.
Jonna, I'm single and happily so. I don't need to increase my libido.
Oh, we're going to change all that.
I told you earlier today what I spent an entire Sunday doing once, like 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I spent an entire Sunday with no sound. I turned off the television.
That's great.
I did not call anybody. I did not talk to anybody. I scrolled through Twitter throughout the afternoon, stay up on headlines and, you know, throw a few tweets out there. Excuse me. But yeah, I went the whole day without sound.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't move. It was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, I could do it.
It was like the Frankenberry Monastery.
Exactly. Just minus the bad haircut and the robe.
Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with spending a day in silence, I think, from time to time, if you're able to do that.
Not at all. But I have a tip that's going to combine those first two. So get out in nature and get exercise.
Mm-hmm.
You're within sound of my voice here. Head to Mount Beacon and hike Mount Beacon. Yeah. I do that often.
You do that a lot.
Yeah,
I've never done it.
Great exercise. The view is beautiful and you're in nature and all good.
I agree. Number three, and I like this, spend time with friends and family. I love doing that. But
well,
it says...
that depends.
Well, it depends on, if your family's crazy or not.
Right.
But it says here, relationships are worth more than you think, approximately an extra $130,000 a year. I'm not so sure what that means.
A year or a lifetime?
A year. Yeah, and not feeling socially connected can make you, and I'm not making up this word, stupider. And can kill you. This is a terrible article. This is a terrible
for
article.
Happy hour.
Loneliness can lead to heart attack, stroke, and diabetes. All right, so go get some friends, people.
Studies like that have been done in the past. Yeah, so I understand that one. I've heard those numbers before.
I have not. This is a first for me. This number four is all about Carol. Express gratitude. Completely agree with it. even when you have a situation where life kind of sucks, you can find one thing that doesn't suck and show some appreciation for that, and you will see your life change for the better, seriously.
So you have gratitude 101 and you have gratitude 102. So gratitude 101 is just that self saying, I'm feeling down or I'm frustrated or I feel like I'm not good enough. Nobody deals with that. Focus on something you're grateful for. Just bring it to mind or say it or even write it down. But take that to the next level, because exactly what you said was express gratitude. Mm-hmm. So when you tell someone that you are grateful for something about them or something that they did, mm-hmm. that's a double whammy, because that's like an act of kindness. Because you're focusing on being grateful, which is good, mm-hmm. number one. And number two, you're making somebody else feel good by expressing your yes. gratitude for them.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
That's another two-in-one. Like you said, I keep hitting my head on this
slide your
thing.
Chair over.
No, I just want something to complain about. Number five.
Jonna's first world problems. let's just make a list of that.
Her pink headphones keep hitting the plastic.
This plastic thing will be gone next week, all right? And don't go looking for it, Frank and Barry. You'll never find it, all right?
Oh, I thought you were commanding me to go find somebody to remove it for you.
Oh, no, I'm going to do it with my bare hands after the show.
This plastic thing will be gone next week? I'm assuming.
The plastic thing shall no longer be here. Number five, and you guys are not going to believe me when I tell you this, I now do this on a daily basis, and that's a recent thing. Meditate.
I can't believe
you started.
You finally started
doing
we
it.
We got to her, Jeannie. We got to her.
Yeah.
You guys totally got to me, and you know what? I kind of like it.
Now, are you doing it through a guided listening to something or
nope.
just quiet?
I made it my own. It takes less than 2 minutes. I do it first thing in the morning mm-hmm. before my feet hit the floor, before I do anything, and then I start my day. And I got to tell you, I can't explain why. I can't even explain how. Life is better.
There's a whole mm-hmm. lot of scientific evidence to support the benefit of that.
Can I say, according to this article, it says meditation increases happiness,
yep.
the meaning mm-hmm. in life, your social support, and your attention span while reducing...
Wait, what are you talking about?
Yeah, while reducing anger, anxiety, depression, and fatigue. I believe all that. Number six, the sixth thing you should do to better your life right now is get enough sleep.
Oh,
that's
screwed.
A problem, people.
I'm screwed.
I know, but we all know that. Sometimes it's just hard. Sometimes, you know, when you're up, you're up. Seven, I like this one. Challenge yourself.
You see, you were doing that little tongue twister. We were testing the mic levels before.
Yeah, I was being
Sally
smart aleck.
Seashells by the seashore. And now it's coming back to the gotcha.
She also has a lot of knickknacks.
Paddywhack.
So, but that's good because, you know, we go through life kind of like, I don't know, on automatic pilot sometimes. And we do everything that makes us feel comfortable. And that's fine. But every once in a while, you got to shake it. Every once in a while, eat a gosh darn grasshopper. All right? Okay?
Get outside your comfort zone.
That's what you got to do.
That's a good one.
Number eight is obvious, and I don't think you can do enough of this, is laugh. Like,
just laugh. Yes. Even play. Playfulness, like playing games.
Yes.
There's also a whole base of scientific evidence to show how that's healthy for you and fosters creativity.
Yeah,
all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy or whatever that expression is. It's very true. You think so? And we're all busier than ever these days, and there's more and more demands placed on us and our jobs and our personal lives. And we think that we are our most productive selves when we're like nose to the grindstone, more done. But when you take breaks, number one, shift your energy, get up, walk around, come back to it, you'll be fresher. But introducing play, this is what, I mean, Google is like the number one place to work in the world, and they foster creativity and playtime, and so give yourself that
because it makes you even more productive.
Yeah,
not
so
the other
serious.
All right,
we got to wrap up here.
All right, so we just got two. Here's the one that surprised me. Number nine, touch someone. That kind of surprised me. Like,
gotta be careful there.
Yeah, a little bit.
That can go so wrong.
Right, or you know, free hugs, I suppose. Anyway, but it can prevent heart attacks. And the last one is be optimistic. Duh. That's pretty obvious. Negativity is not a fun quality to have. And nobody likes you when you are that way.
Negative Nelly. Yeah. And on that note.
And listen to you being positive about the folks that aren't positive. That's what I love about you, Jonna.
All right.
Sorry, well, not sorry.
Making them feel self-conscious at the same time as disliking them. Very nice.
All right, so that's a wrap.
Yeah.
Yes?
Okay, that is a wrap. So, ladies, it was nice to talk to you. Jeannie Kelly, thank you very much for stopping by with us.
Thank you for having me. This was so much fun.
Always a pleasure.
We'll be back next week.
We will be. 7 o'clock.
See you then.
We'll catch you then. It's Happy Hour with Jonna Spielbore and Carol Fish.
Wait a minute. All right, fine.
Cut her mic.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
You've been listening to Happy Hour with Jonna Spielbore and Carol Pesci. More life advice, real conversation, and another awesome interview comes your way next Sunday at 7 a.m. to help you live better, stress less, and laugh more. Until then, catch this week's show and others at the Happy Hour link on K104online.com.